SBS Radio.
Hi, Doctor.
Hi, how are you?
Carol Fidel is, by now, used to visiting the doctor. She was diagnosed with breast cancer just over a year ago at the age of 42 after feeling a lump on her breast.
I got the phone call from the GP and it was cancer. Within a couple of days I was seen here and we were talking about the next stage, which was surgery. I opted for a mastectomy on the left side.
Ms. Fidel says she was lucky she caught it early, as she found the lump by chance. She also says that coming from a Lebanese family, discussing cancer was taboo.
Well, I know from our household, we never talked about it. We never talked about, I did a check in the shower today. You went about your day, you just didn't talk about it.
New research has found women from an Arabic-speaking background are diagnosed with more aggressive forms of breast cancer and that their cancer is being detected in the later stages. It also means they're more likely to have to undergo chemotherapy and radiation therapy. Dr. Gaith Helat, who led the research, says many of the breast cancer cases he's seen are very advanced.
These women get more advanced cancer or more in advanced stage. I think this is just a matter of delay in the presentation, so that will end up with more advanced diseases.
Dr. Helat says a major issue is that many Arabic women don't talk about breast cancer and as a result avoid getting checked.
Migrant women have a lower rate of attendance at a breast screening program. This may be due to language or cultural barriers.
Adele Madolo is the executive director of the Multicultural Centre for Women's Health. Ms. Madolo says statistics regarding breast screening rates are concerning.
We're seeing drops in screening rates across the board. So even women who have been in Australia for a much longer period, like Greek and Italian women, have lower rates of breast screening.
In a bid to encourage attendance, many Australian breast screening centres are now solely run by female radiographers. Interpreters are available and pamphlets in multiple languages can be accessed at most screening clinics. But Ms. Madolo says the most powerful tool is education.
Peer education. So women who have been through similar situations in migrating to Australia, who can understand the cultural context, who are able to communicate in women's language, is the very best way to engage women on that issue.
It's a role Carol Fidel has proudly taken on. She now encourages everyone to talk about and get checked for breast cancer. Amelia Dunn, SBS News.
Hear more stories in your language by visiting sbs.com.au.